New York Times correspondent Sherry Fink has made several trips to West Africa to report on the Ebola crisis. And recently she's been reporting on a growing concern that the Ebola virus could survive for a long time in the semen of male survivors who could then still spread it through sex. She told me about one case she's been looking into.
So Ruth Tugba was a 44-year-old food seller in Liberia when she got sick, and nobody suspected Ebola at first because there had been no Ebola diagnoses in the country for 3 weeks, and this is mid-March when she had her symptoms. But somebody really quickly caught on to the idea when she appeared at the hospital, and they safely got her over to triage and figured out that she had Ebola. And then it was like an epidemiological mystery to figure out how she got the disease when there were no cases in the country. And eventually the workers figured out that her boyfriend had been an Ebola survivor. Now, survivors are told not to engage in a sexual intercourse or at least to use condoms for a period of 3 months just because, out of an abundance of caution, nobody's ever proved that Ebola could be passed that way. But they thought it was theoretically possible, and scientists had isolated active Ebola virus out of the semen, which comes from like an immunologically protected area of the body. So it can sort of harbor the virus a little longer than the blood can. And so they knew that for maybe up to 3 months, that might be possible. But the problem here was that it had been 6 months.
So there's a new development in Ruth Tugba's case. What is that?
Scientists aren't sure yet, but they've been working for many weeks to see if they could either culture the virus out of Ruth Tugba's boyfriend's semen sample, or to see if they couldn't do that, or while they're waiting to do that, because that's a several-week process and it's not complete yet, whether they might be able to try to derive a sequence from his sample. And something very interesting is that the Liberian Institute for Biomedical Research in Monrovia has recently gotten the ability to create sequences, to actually sequence viruses with the help of the U.S. Army Medical Institute for Infectious Diseases. And so they were able to sequence her virus, and they're now getting some early hopeful clues that it may be a match to the boyfriend's. But it's still a little too early to say, and the scientists expect to have more of an answer very soon.
During the worst part of the Ebola crisis last year, it was suspected that Ebola would persist for some time in semen, even after the subject had survived. So how common is this sort of transmission thought to be?
Now, because of this case and a few other suspected cases, they're really trying to get those research studies started very soon so that they can tell people. Because it's, you know, one of the things that's happened in the last couple of weeks is that the World Health Organization and Liberia have recommended that all survivors practice safe sex indefinitely now. And you can imagine the impact on people's lives. Mm. So really, they want to try to find out how common is this? They have the sense that it's quite rare, or else we'd just see a lot more suspected cases of it. But there's huge issues with stigma. A semen sample collection is a very touchy issue, not very commonly done there. And so we also just look at some cases where that's already proved to be a bit of a challenge and led to some misunderstandings.
Sherry Fink with the New York Times, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.